The knocking at the door wakes me. I must have dozed off. Who is it? I try to mutter, but no sound comes out. I clear my throat and try again. A girl dressed in pink pajamas opens the door and enters. Who is she? Should I know her? I don't recognize her. I close my left eye to look with my right. My left eye only sees colors in light and dark and shapeless forms. The girl in pink pajamas walks to my bedside. Now I see. She is not wearing pajamas. Those are hospital clothes. Am I in the hospital? Have I hurt myself? The girl is slender, but her shirt stretches slightly across her stomach. She is not a girl, but a young woman, soon to be a mother, I think, with light skin, hazel eyes, and thick amber hair pulled back into a ponytail. That smile, it's so sincere, familiar, as though she knows me. Think, old woman, who is she? No, I do not remember her. It doesn't look like you've eaten much. Are we not hungry this morning? Her voice sounds familiar, lilting as it does when one speaks to a child. Would you like me to take your tray? Maybe she can tell me where I am, who I am, but I can't get these words from my mind to my mouth. I try, but they won't come. So I close my mouth and smile at her and nod and look out the window at the sparrows as she removes the tray. Are you feeling okay this morning, Lottie? Lottie, that is my name, short for Charlotte. I am Charlotte Marie. Marie was my mother's name. I am Charlotte Marie. Charlotte Marie something. Mrs. Barnes? The young woman in pink is looking at me. Are you feeling okay, Mrs. Barnes? Barnes, yes, that is my last name. And now it's all there. I chuckle to myself. It is my last name, but it is also my last name. Charlotte Marie Barnes. I have had more than one last name. Barnes was not my first last name, but it will be my last name. I will not have another name. That I know. If I am Mrs. Barnes, then there is a Mr. Barnes. No, there was a Mr. Barnes. As though by habit, I touch the ring on my left hand, a small band of silver with a diamond chip too small to sparkle. I could not take that off now if I wanted to. Not over that gnarled, arthritic knuckle. It will go to the grave with me, like my last name. My last name. I chuckle again. Well, it's sure nice to see a smile, Lottie. The young woman in pink laughs. Do you want to sit in your chair this morning? Yes, that would be nice. The sound of my voice. Quiet, frail, old, surprises me. The air in the room feels cold as she pulls back my blankets. It is colder still as she helps me change from my pajamas into my clothes for the day. There is a name badge clipped to her front pocket. Sarah. Her name is Sarah. As Sarah helps me to the chair next to the window, the sparrows scatter at our movement. They will return. There is still seed on the snow. There are always more sparrows. Would you like your lap blanket, Lottie? Yes, thank you. The voice of the old woman speaking surprises me again. There, she says, tucking the blanket around my legs and over my feet. How is that? A warm lap blanket is always nice on a cold day. I smile at her and at her kindness.